stocks, beef prices continued their recent tear higher on Tuesday. Americans feel better than ever about choosing meat as part of a healthy, balanced diet, according to the recent annual Power of Meat report, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 31st of March. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in the Texas Panhandle through Tuesday afternoon. Although too few to trend, there were some early live sales at $116 a hundredweight. Elsewhere, trade was at a standstill, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were at $115 in the Southern Plains, mostly $116 in the Northern Plains, and at $115 to $117 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was at mostly $185. Feeder cattle futures edged higher Tuesday, helped along by softer corn futures. They closed an average of 48 cents higher, except for 25 cents lower and unchanged in the front two contracts. Live cattle futures were mixed though, taking a breather ahead of cash direction. They closed from 42 cents lower to 15 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $5.30 higher Tuesday afternoon at $244.83 a hundredweight. Select was $3.42 higher at $235.90. Corn futures, and especially soybean futures, closed lower Tuesday, with likely profit-taking and positioning ahead of USDA's prospective plantings report due out Wednesday. Corn futures closed mostly 4 to 8 cents lower, while soybean futures closed 22 to 27 cents lower through the front four contracts and then mostly 11 to 18 cents lower. I had results from just two trendable auctions with volume available at press time, both of those from Missouri. Steer calves weighing less than 550 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains. Steer calves at heavier weights and yearling steers traded $5 to $10 higher. Heifer calves weighing less than 550 pounds sold $10 to $13 higher and then $6 to $9 higher at heavier weights. There were 3,364 head on offer. At Keenesville Livestock Auction, steers sold mostly steady to $3 higher. The exception was $5 to $9 higher for steers weighing 600 to 675 pounds. Heifers sold firm to $5 higher, with instances of $8 to $10 higher for lighter fleshed heifers weighing less than 600 pounds. There are 2,887 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday, pressured by rising Treasury yield rates and worries about increasing interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 104 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 12 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 14 points. Americans feel better than ever about choosing meat as part of healthy, balanced diets. Meat fits the bill, with COVID-19 deepening demand for convenient, affordable food that tastes good and matches Americans' values, says Juliana Potts, president and CEO of the North American Meat Institute. She's referring to the recently released annual Power of Meat report conducted by 210 Analytics on behalf of FMI and the Meat Institute's Foundation for Meat and Poultry Research and Education. The national analysis shows that 3 out of every 4 Americans agree meat belongs in healthy, balanced diets. That's up nearly 20% since 2020. 94% say they buy meat because it provides high-quality protein. Nearly all American households, 98.4%, purchased meat last year, according to IRI data, and 43% of Americans now buy more meat than before the pandemic, primarily because they are preparing more meals at home. The proportion of meals prepared at home peaked at 89% in April of last year and remained at 84% in December, considerably above pre-pandemic levels and particularly impacting millennials who were previously most likely to eat out. Rick Stein, FMI Vice President of Fresh Foods, explains, shoppers are cooking more at home due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and their confidence in cooking and preparing meat has increased. He adds that further analysis shows convenient meal solutions are key, and that food retailers have opportunities to provide more choices, along with more information and education on consumer priorities like nutrition and meal preparation. Finally, the number of meat shoppers who purchased groceries online grew 40% last year, and 59% of online purchasers expect to continue purchasing about the same amount online this year, suggesting food shopping habits may have changed permanently. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 31st of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.